This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. In Zimbabwe, where results of Monday's presidential election are expected Thursday, at least three people were killed in the capital Harare as soldiers dispersed opposition protesters Wednesday. The protesters accused the ruling ZANU-PF party of trying to rig the election result. European Union observers questioned the conduct of both the presidential and parliamentary polls, the first since longtime ruler Robert Mugabe was ousted from power. Elma Brock is an EU chief observer.
The longer it lasts to count, the more lack of credibility comes up, that something will be forged.
Opposition Movement for Democratic Change presidential candidate Nelson Chamisa has already declared winning the popular vote. The Electoral Commission earlier said the ruling party won most parliamentary seats. Protesters burned tires in the streets and pelted riot police, who responded with tear gas, water cannon, and, of course, live ammunition. President Emmerson Mnangagwa denounced the unrest.
We hold the opposition MDC alliance and its whole leadership responsible for this disturbance of national peace.
An MDC spokesman said the police response was unjustified. UN Secretary General Guterres calling for restraint on both sides, denouncing all forms of violence. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on Turkey's interior and justice ministers in a bid to gain the release of an American Protestant minister under house arrest for his alleged involvement in the 2016 failed coup. Andrew Brunson had been kept in prison for 21 months until returned to house arrest last week. Atlantic Council Turkish analyst Aaron Stein.
This is the culmination of long-term efforts to try and get this man, Pastor Andrew Brunson, released.
He says it appears Turkey may have reneged on a deal to gain Brunson's release, prompting the escalatory move by the Trump administration. This is VOA News.